Much has been written in recent months about America's astonishing levels of income inequality, also known as wealth polarization. For example, it is widely reported that the top 1% of American households are now taking in about 21% of the country's total income, a percentage that has doubled since 1976. And, some say, the wealthiest 400 Americans now have more wealth than half of all Americans combined. I don't know if these figures are especially precise. They're quite popular, which makes me suspicious. But it does seem indisputable that an enormous amount of wealth has been accumulated by a tiny amount of people. Put another way, we have in our midst a class of people who can buy anything they like. Whether this is a good thing or a bad thing is a bedeviling question. On the one hand, the accumulation of great wealth is often a byproduct of innovations that benefit millions of people. Many of us love our iPhones and MacBooks, for example, and it's hard to begrudge Steve Jobs the billions he made giving them to us. And wealth polarization may be inevitable. Mathematical principles such as the law of increasing returns and the Pareto principle seem to suggest that unequal wealth accumulation must always happen. Still, on the other hand, wealth polarization is historically associated with instability and revolution, the bloody French Revolution being a prime example. How does this happen? How might extreme inequality lead to social collapse? Scholarship on the subject, or at least scholarship that I can understand, is surprisingly sparse. So let me give a speculative example derived from personal musings. A few times a year, I visit Orvis Hot Springs near Ridgeway, Colorado. For a modest fee, I am allowed to soak in unmatchably fine waters, while also taking in exquisite mountain views. I enjoy my visits immensely, but it's not hard to imagine how they might come to an end. All it would take is for one sufficiently wealthy person to buy the property and convert it to a private residence. And let's face it, it would be an awesome private residence. And that would dramatically enhance the lives of a few, the rich dude and his friends, while making life just that little bit crappier for thousands of people like me. That would create a bit of resentment. And I think that if you multiply that resentment by thousands of similar examples and millions of people, you have the makings of a revolution. I don't know if I'm right. And if I am, I don't know what to do about it. Like the man says, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And those who do know history are doomed to suffer more as others repeat it. I guess I'm just sharing my misery. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.